Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Tzadik Zion. Tzadi Zion. Daf 97, Tzadi Zion. Hopefully there's a daf Be'in Shir up that was given last night on Avos and Toldos. Avos and Toldos, which has to do with yesterday's daf and a couple of dafim that have come up in our Masechta. Just one ha'ara from yesterday, and that is yesterday we were talking about the differences between Hotza'ah and Hachnasa, and we spoke at the end of the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, that was the Maskana, that Ma'avir, and maybe even Zorek is more of a Tolda, but it's all Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, so we mentioned that there is a Chashuke Chemet. Chashuke Chemet here has the following question. A Chola has the choice of either doing, he has to bring medicine, Chola Sheish Bo Sakana. So the choice is to bring it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, or to be Ma'avir Dal Ramah to Rishus HaRabim. In other words, which is more chamor, to be do Hotza'ah or Ma'avir? That was the question. So he says the Chiddush Atzim V'Gadol, there's a big Chiddush that is in some of the Chuvis, in the Chuvis Yehuda Ya'aleh, that Rishus HaRabim, Lagabi Ha'avarish, Shal Dal Ramos, Loboi Shishim Ribo. That which we mentioned yesterday, and we mentioned a few months ago, that there are some opinions that you need 600,000 Jews in order to create a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. We mentioned that Diyuk of the Pnei Yeshua yesterday. Maybe that's why Hotza'ah was given Dafka now, after Moshe collected the Machzis HaShekel. So that whole discussion is only by Hotza'ah. By Ha'avara, there is no need for Ma'avir Dal Ramos. That's his Chiddush. So if you say that, so then Memela, obviously you know which would be more Chamer. Hotza'ah is more Mekel, because if you don't have Shishim Ribo, then you can't have Hotza'ah Daraisa, well you can still have Ma'avir Dal Raisa. He points out that the poskim seem to be against this. First of all, nobody mentions it. Nobody else mentions such a distinction. You say Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shneur Zalman, whose yard site is this week, I don't remember which day. Monday, yesterday. Okay, wonderful. So it's they don't make such a distinction, right? The chiluk is Ma'avir and Hotza'ah. They're both require. If you would need it, you would need Shishim Ribo for both. Either way, that's an interesting shita in the Achronim that would be machalik between the two. In other words, saying Halach Moshe B'Sinai has its own rules, and therefore, once you learn Ma'avir, then you could say that does not require the same ingredients that Hotza'ah requires. That's taking a stand on the issue of, is the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai expanding the Ikar HaDin, or is it telling you something new? So according to that Deya, it's obviously telling you something new. If Hotza'ah itself requires Shishim Ribo, while Ma'avir would not require Shishim Ribo. Right, that's the suggestion though, but we usually would not assume that way, because it's not written anywhere else, besides that one Shuvah Sefer. But he mentions it.
In that case,
Hotza'ah
would be better for him in that case.
In that case, Hotza'ah would be better. Yeah, Nechidami. Hotza'ah would be better. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So now we have a couple of opinions. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Mikoshesh Ma'avir Dal Ramos Birchaz Rab Ma'ave. The Mikoshesh, the one who did something in the Midbar and violated Shabbos, which Malacha did he do? It just says Mikoshesh. Mikoshesh means to gather wood. So the question is, which malacha did he do? So the first day is that he did the malacha of Avir, as we are talking right now. Ma'avir Dal Ramos and Rishus HaRabim. B'masnisa Tana, Tole Shave. The Brisa says that he did the malacha of Kotzer, the malacha of harvesting, of cutting. He cut the wood, and then he brought it. Ravacha Brib Yaakov Omer Ma'amer Have. He did the malacha of gathering. Right, Mekoshesh is gathering, so he did the malacha of gathering. Malacha of Ma'amer. Lamayna, stop there for a minute. The Michas Chinuch in the Mosach Shabbos. We mentioned a number of times, the Parshas Yisro, he has a little section for each of the malachas. So on Ma'amer, he talks about this Gemara and says, Ma'amer. Don't we know that Ma'amer only applies B'makam Gidulo? Doesn't only apply out in the field? Right, aren't we, isn't this in the middle of the desert? How can you be chayav for Ma'amer in the middle of the desert? Things don't grow there. So he says, you have to say, just like I've said, by the other malachas, by Zoreya, by Choresh. Where was Choresh in the Mishkan? Right, they plowed, they planted in the desert. It must be, like he quotes the Tosfos of Pesachas Chulin, that Hashem made an ace. Hashem made an ace that, even though it was the desert, it became fertile where they were, and they were able to do these malachas. Or they could have done these malachas in a normal atmosphere. Either way, it says the Minchas Chinuch, that's what you have to say for our Gemara. If you say he was chayav for Ma'amer, you have to say their conditions for Ma'amer existed, or they would have existed in any normal case. So, L'may Nafkamino, what's the difference? Right, as the Gemara sometimes might ask, my dahavahave, what difference does it make what the malacha was that the mekoshesh was doing? Right, he was already killed, and why else do we have to know that? L'may nafkamina l'kid Rav. It's a nafkamina for Rav. To Amar Rav. Rav says we had this once before in the Masechta, in the first parak. Matzasi b'megillah starim be'ra b'chia. I found in a hidden scroll by Rabbi Chia, a hidden scroll. Rashi quoted earlier on Davav. Right, this was maybe the days that they didn't write down Torah Sheval Peh yet, so they had private scrolls. Not public scrolls yet, that were the Mishnah, that were Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, no private scrolls. So I found it, a hidden scroll of the Yeshiva Rabbi Chia, the Kasev Bei Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, in it was written that Isi said, Avos Malachos Arbaim Chasar Achas, as we know, 39 Malachos, the Eino Chayev Ela Achas, and you're only Chayev on one of them. Really? Achas Vesulo? That doesn't make sense. But it's not, just the opposite. Avos Malachas Arbaim Chasar Achas. We have the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, which says you're Chayev 39 Malachas. We have Vina Ba Minyan Alamali, and we learned why do we have to mention the number? Well, we could count them up. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemasin Kulam Belamechas, Chayev Al Kol Achas Va'achas? Question mark. What do you mean you're only Chayev for one? You're Chayev for each and every one, not just one. So what does this Megillah Star mean? Ema, so he said, what does it mean? Eino Chayev Al Achas Mehem. There is one of the malachas that one is not Chayev Misa for. You're Chayev for 38 of them. There is one malacha, we're not sure which one it is. This is what this early scroll said. There's one malacha. That one is not Chayev for. Rav Yisro, that's the nafkamina in terms of all these deos. All these deos are saying, right, we see in the Torah, that this person was put to death. So each opinion is saying, well, at least this malacha is included in the Chiyuve Misa. Rav Yehuda, pshitalei de hamaver Chayev, umas nisan, pshitalei de tolesh Chayev, ravacha bar Yaakov, pshitalei de ba'amer Chayev. That's the nafkamina, that each of them hold that this is not one of the ones that was misupik in that sefer. We mentioned back then on Davav, right, according to this whole discussion, how could Bezin ever put somebody to death? Right, everything is Tzavik Daraisa. So maybe this is the malacha that one is not Chayav Misa for. That's a good question. Others suggest, other Rishonim say, maybe the Deah is, like we had earlier, there is a Deah that says, Havara Lilav Yatsas. Maybe the malacha is lighting a fire. There are some Tanon that say lighting a fire when it's not Chayav Misa for. It's only Chayav Malkus. Right? Havar Lalav Yasav Lachalik Yasas. We had that back earlier on Daf Ayin. So either way, but this is the Nafkamina that is mentioned in our Gemara. So Mar Savar Hamias Lomisafka. Umar Savar Hamias Lomisafka. They each show that at least according to this specific Shita that they hold, that's the nafkamina lamaisa. So it's the nafkamina lamaisa that Bezin would put somebody to death for any of these three according to their shitas respectively. Good. Tanu Rabbanan continues the Gemara. Mikoshesh zu tzlafchad. Continuing Mikoshesh. Mikoshesh was tzlafchad. He was tzlafchad. We don't know exactly which sin tzlafchad did, why he died. But the Gemara suggests Mekoshesh was Slavchad. I was once at Neot Kedumim, which is a little, better than 20 minutes from here, and they have a little bush called the Tzlaf, and it has very sharp leaves. Slavchad. So they suggest that was the bush that Slavchad collected, or according to this Deya, and that's hence how the bush got its name. Because it was a Tzlaf, Tzlaf are the type of bush, and the leaves, Chad, which has very sharp leaves. So Mekoshesh is at Slavchad. That's our archaeological note for the day. V'chein hu omer, v'yu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, v'yimtzu ish v'chulu. And so too, the Pasuk says, b'nei Yisrael were in the midbar, and they found a man violating, u'lalan hu omer avinu meis b'midbar. And also by the b'no Slavchad, it says our father died b'midbar. So, gzeira shava malahalan Slavchad, afkan Slavchad. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, the Slavchad was the Mikoshesh, right? Two different stories in the Torah, but we put them together. Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Akiva, benkach uvenkach, ato asalitin esadin. Rabbi Akiva, you're up the creek no matter what. Right? Lo asilavo, you're in big trouble. Mimanavshach, why? Im kitvarecha, if you're right, if you're MS, that Slavchad was the Mikoshesh, still, why'd you tell? HaTorah kisato v'yata megalo so. The Torah didn't say it. Well, you have to tell everybody what chet he did. The Torah didn't feel the need to say that he was the Mekoshesh. So you have to? So if you're telling the truth, then you're being a Malshin. Right? You're saying something the Torah didn't say. V'im lav. And if you're not telling the truth, then it's even worse. Atamotzi laz, alo sot tzadik. Right? That you're being motzi laz and the tzadik anyway. So, Rabbi Kiva, what was your point? What was your point in telling us that the Mekoshesh was Rabbi Akiva? The Sfasemis points out, he did something wrong. Right? His daughters say, ki bechet omes. He did something wrong. So the Sfasemis says, though, but still, he was the Torah calls him a tzadik. Right, everybody, right, Afa Bishachata, Yisraelu, right, he can still be a tzaddik, even though he sins. So, everybody sins, but you don't have to be mefarsemit, you don't have to tell everybody, you don't have to say it was Chil Shabbos. So, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry, but also Liti and Esadin. It's a pretty amazing thing to say to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, who is the second Moshe Rabbeinu, if we could even call him that, based on some Gemaras. And the Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, Meseches Berachos tells us, and Hashem is sewing on the crowns, so Rabbi Akiva could darshan them. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira tells him, also Liti Nesadin. Continue. V'ela Hagamar Gzeira Shava, but didn't Rabbi Akiva learn Gzeira Shava? It wasn't his fault. He had Gzeira Shava, meaning, great line in Rashi, on top, V'im Kain, Lokisto HaTorah. The Torah did not cover it up. Tahavi le kimefurash. Wow. It's a gzeira shava, so it's as if it's explicit in the Torah. So Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara is saying, what's not Rabbi Kiva's fault? Answer, gzeira shava, lo gamar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't learn that gzeira shava. Right, you don't learn gzeira shava except from your Rebbe, as we have mentioned many times. He didn't have the gzeira shava. The only question then is, so what was he getting so upset about Rabbi Kiva for? Rabbi Kiva did learn it from his Rebbe. So it's machlokes about the in the Rebbeim, who had that Zerah Shavah and who didn't. So that's an interesting discussion. So why, I mean, I have to say then Zerah Shavahs always have flexibility. As we have mentioned, the words are passed down, but not the specific details. So maybe he was upset that, you know, you could have darshened it in a different way. Could have learned something else. You didn't have to learn that. Either way, this at least tempers and protects Rabbi Kiva a little bit, that it's based on a Zerah Shavah. So Ella Mehechahave, continues the Gemara, if, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, he was not the Mekoshesh, so who was he? It says, Bechet Omeis. So Gemara says, Mi v'ya'afilu have. He was one of the Ma'afilim, that after the Meraglim, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, forget it, don't go up anymore, we lost our chance, they said, no, we're going up anyway, now we're ready. And Moshe said, don't go up. No, you lost your chance. So he was maybe one of the ma'afilim, which Rashi explains is less than Chol Shabbos. Less than Chol Shabbos. Okay, you're not listening. You know, you're showing love for Eretz Yisrael at an inopportune time that you're not supposed to. But it's less than Chol Shabbos, says Rashi. Remember, again, you can't learn about Slavchad without mentioning the Tosfos and Baba Basra. Tosfos there mentions, we discussed this in Parsha Shirim, on Daf Kuf Yud Tesla Beis. Tosfos there quotes the Medrash that says that Slavchad was L'Shem Shamayim Niskaven. Slavchad was Mechalel Shabbos, but he was L'Shem Shamayim. The Tosfos there says, Tosfos says that Gemara is against the Medrash, like in our Gemara, Tzlofchad had a Mekoshesh, Umaisa Mekoshesh Hayy Betchila Sarboy, Miyarach, or Maisa Meraglim, to Amr Bemedrish, to Lashem Shemayim Niskaven. The Medrish says that he was Mechavin Lashem Shemayim. Why? Shahayu Omrim Yisrael. The Jews were saying, Kivan Shenigzer Aleim Shaloli Kanis La'arath, Maisa Meraglim. B'nai Yisrael said, oh, we just got decreed, we're going to be wandering for 40 years. Shuv Ein Mechuyavid B'mitzvahs. Let's just throw it all away. You know, if God doesn't want us to go in, maybe the whole divine plan changed, and maybe that's it, maybe we're finished. Next 40 years we can do whatever we want. Remember, they had just received the Torah. Right, a few months earlier, they had no mitzvahs. They had 10 mitzvahs maybe, but they had nothing. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejecting them now, so they might have felt, okay, forget it, we'll do whatever we want. Even though we're getting them on every day, and even though they have COVID, we can do whatever we want. So Slavchad wanted to show them, no, mitzvahs are still Chai V'Kayam. So he got up and was Mechal Shabbos in order that he should be put to death so that everybody would realize there's still Shabbos. Amad v'chil Shabbos k'dei sheyehareg v'yiru acherim v'lo nasu ad yom arboim shana k'demucha k'roi. That is the Medrash that Tosfos quotes about Slavchad. It was L'Shem Shemayim. The Mefarshim talk about it. The Marsha talks about, you know, but he was still, right, he still shouldn't have done it. Right, it's called an Avera Lashma, but who is he to take the law into his own hands? But that was, at least as Kavan is war, L'Shem Shamayim. Good, one final point. The Gemara is still being Megala. The Gemara is still being Megala. But maybe it was, according to that Medrash, it's a Giloy, but you have to just know the whole story. That it was L'shem Shemayim, and therefore it's not so. Maybe Rabbi Akiva thought that everybody knew that. He's just explaining which Malacha it was. But it wasn't as much of a Giloy. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, in Parshas Pinchas, where Bnos Slavchadar discussed, he has another pshat of what is Ki Bechet O Meis mean. Ki Bechet O Meis says the Meshech Chachma, Yitachein Shehayu Darshanios. Maybe they were very smart. Maybe they're Darshanios. The halacha is that Haruge Bezdin, people that Bezdin puts to death, their Nechasim go to their inheritors. Nechasim Liyar Shehem. Somebody that the king puts to death, if somebody is Mori B'malchus, then the king keeps his possessions. So what the B'nos Lavchad were telling Moshe was that, Moshe, we know you have the status of a king. Moshe was a melech. But he wasn't in Adas Korach. They specify. What does that mean? Because Adas Korach are considered Mori B'malchus. Their Nechasim would have gone to Moshe Rabbeinu. They say Ki Becheto Meis. He had a personal Avera, whatever it was. Whether it was the Mekoshesh or Sabigel through the Ma'afilim. But he had a personal Avera, Moshe, nothing against you. And therefore, we want his land. Therefore, we want to yarsh in the land. It was specifically said that Moshe, they weren't against you. He had his own chataim, and therefore we should be able to yarshin him. Okay, we continue. That's a little bit about Slavchan. Kayotze Badavar Atomer, a similar discussion where we have a machlokas tanaim. We have as follows. Vayichar af Hashem bom vayelach. Hashem got upset at Miriam and Aaron, the end of Baloscha, and he left. Milamed she'af Aaron itztara, divrei Rabbi Akiva. You learn from that phrase that also Aaron got sara'as. Not just Miriam, but also Aaron. Where? How do you know that from? Because the Amar lo, well, we'll see in a second. But Hashem got, because made at them. Bum. Them, right, is plural, so he must be got made at them. And he went, so it must be that even Aaron. Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is jumping on Rabbi Akiva. Akiva! Either way, you're stuck. So if it's true, then but the Torah didn't say anything about it, and you'd said it. And if it's not true, then you're being mosi lav on that tzaddik, on Aaron HaKohen. Ella haksiv bum. So what about bum? Hashem got mad at them. Hashem was mad at both of them. Fine, but it doesn't mean that he gave them tzaras. Right? He was mad, upset at them. Let's continue. Tanya commanda Amar af Aaron et Stara. There's even a brisa that supports Rabbi Akiva. Dichsiv vayifen Aaron el Miriam. Aaron turned to Miriam vihine mitzara'as. And she had sara'as. Tana shepana mitzara'ato. Vayifen, he turned. What did he turn from? So the drasha is that he turned from his sara'as. Meaning his sara'as left quickly. He got it immediately and then it immediately left. And Miriam's stayed with her. Period. So that is the Saras discussion, whether Miriam and was the only one, or Aaron also had Saras. Whenever this comes up, I like to mention the Chafetz Chaim. Again, we always have to mention it, because this is our kiyum of Tzipisa Yeshua. Chafetz Chaim, in his Hakdama, to his commentary on Seder Kodshim, Asifa Sakenim, so he wrote 12 chapters called Ma'amar Torah Or. It's printed separately also. In the last chapter there, Perek Yud Beis, the whole Maimar is all about the importance of Talmud Torah, the importance of Talmud Torah, of Seder Kodshim, the importance of it's as of saying Karbanis, all about that. Look, the importance of learning things that nobody else learns. It has a status of a Meis Mitzvah. If I learn something, if I publish something that nobody else is learning, well, every Perek has a different topic. So in the last Perek, he talks about the question of Tzipisul Yeshua. Shabbos Lamed Aleph, we're going to be asked 6 questions, and the one that he says maybe is the most difficult, will be the most difficult for us to answer, is, did you hope for Mashiach? Tzipisul Yeshua. How many times a day do we think about it? Right, the other questions are, okay, well, are we honest? Do we set aside time for Torah? And Asaktim Aperi Yavirivya. But Tzipisul Yeshua, says the Chafetz Chaim, part of that is, you know, realizing that Ot, it could come any moment. The Al Yomar HaAdam, Tekasher Titzmach Yeshua Sakadosh Baruch Hu, Oz Halo Yavo Mashiach Eliyahu, V'yasidim Lahagid Lanu Kol Chelkei Asvekas. Yeah, when Mashiach comes, we'll learn all about Hilchas Kodshim and Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, and we'll ask Eliyahu Navi all of our Svekas. Ukamosha Muve B'Gemara Pamim Rabos Teku, V'Yomar Mafarshim Rashi Tevis Tishbi Yitaris Kushis V'Abayos. Because he says, look closely, Kushis V'Abayos.
He's not going to tell you, says the Chafetz Chaim, you know, Mefurish Rambams. El Yodav is going to tell you, look in the Rambam, look in the Gemara. He's only going to tell you the unanswered questions. So we have to be at the stage where we know everything except the unanswered questions. Shekol chelke asvekas yizbaru lanu ade elio, aval advarim hapshutim, hamivu arim bepasik, ube biyuranch, otor shval peh, hamasuru lanu, halonu tzuichem batzmenu ladas, kefisha beichotenu. That's why the Chafetz Chaim wrote a riff on all the Masechtas that the Riff didn't write on. The Riff wrote on all the Halacha L'maisa Masechtas. But the Chafetz Chaim wrote a Riff, right, what he called the Likutei Halachas, on Masechtas Sota, and Zochim, and Menachas, and Tmura, and all the Masechtas that are not L'maisa. Chafetz Chaim says, we have to know them. And we have to know what the Halacha is. Halacha L'maisa. Ki Elo Elio, lo yavo l'ilmodim kol echad ve'echad, dvarm sheyo yochol adas ba'atzmo. Elio is not going to be all of our Chavruses to teach us what we should know. Raka Sveikos, asher yif shalavarer, yizgal on ode Elio. We have to learn ourselves. And then he says, and you want to know, when do you have to know them? Do you have to know them now? You know, you'll have time to know them? He says, no. He says, if you look by in the Navi, Mashiach is described as coming suddenly, pitom. And you also have the word pitom right here in Baal Oscha. When it says that Hashem revealed himself to Aaron and to Miriam pitom, Chafetz Chaim says they were all shocked. They were scared. They're like, Maya, Maya, where's the water? They were running. They were Tamei. And the message being that now you understand how Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Moshe Rabbeinu, Pe'al Palatabarba, right, we had earlier. Remember in the Pays, in the Parak of Yakiva, the Moshe is different. So that's the message that he was teaching them, that at any moment I could appear. So he says, that's what we have to feel about our issue. It says in Malachi, Pisom Yabo Heichalo Ha'adon, Asher atem avakshim v'kivin shayyeshua b'higalus kvodu yizbarach tia pisom lo yia azman lohachin atzman la'avoda v'asher alimud hulo l'shav v'shatayim. It's not going to take you one afternoon to learn all of Seder Kachim. Ki'im l'kama shanim v'limud hilchis avoda la'alavim gamkein nitzrach chamesh shanim, like it says in Chulin uv'frat ha'kohanim v'yimkein, we have to be making ourselves beforehand. He's not saying not to learn our achayim. He's just saying you have to give Kachim and Taurus the same, you know, presentation and the same time and effort as everything else. That's also halacha l'maisa. So says the Chafetz Chaim, that's what we learned from the story at the end of Baha'al Oscha, and that is the story that is mentioned here. Good. We continue. This is the Agadata for the Perek. Amar Reish Lakish, Hachoshed B'ksheirim, Loke B'gufo. Oh, last week's parsha, this week's parsha. If somebody is choshed b'ksheirim, lo kibagufo, he gets hurt on his body. Not his money, not his house, his body. Dichsiv, Moshe Rabbeinu was choshed b'ksheirim by Klal Yisrael. Vehein lo ya'aminu li, v'chulu. Moshe says, last week's parsha, they're not going to listen to me, Hashem. V'gal yekabikut shabrichu debehemni Yisrael. And Hashem knew that they would listen. And that's why Moshe got sara'as on his hand. Amado, Hashem says to him, hein ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. They are believers, sons of believers. But you, eventually, you will not be such a ma'amin. Hein ma'aminim d'chsev, v'yamein ha'am b'nei ma'aminim, v'hemin b'ashem. They will believe, and Avram Avinu believed. Ata insof chalahamin, sh'nemar ya'an lo he'emantem bi v'chulu. So, points out to Moshe Rabbeinu that he was mistaken here. He was mistaken. The Chassam Sofer points out, Mida k'neged Mida. If a person is choshed b'ksheirim, then Hashem is not going to give look the other way and give you the benefit of the doubt because you didn't give someone else the benefit of the doubt. That's why it's even begufa. Umimai delaka, where do you see that he was loka? Dechsiv, ayomar Hashem lo, od haveyina yadcha b'chekecha. Right? He got saras on his hand. Amar Rabbi Vitema, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, mida tova mimaheres lavo, mimidas peranos. Mida tova is quicker than midas peranos. Dilu b'midas peranos ksiv. Only after Moshe took his hand out of his chest do we say he got saras. But when it changed back, it was already healed by the time he took his hand out of his shirt. So he was already healed. And Aaron's mate, once we're talking about it, we darshin this week's parsha. Aaron's mate swallowed up the other matos of the Itztagninim. Amar Balazar, nes betoch nes. It was a nes within a nes. What is a nes within a nes? Again, I apologize. Still getting over a cough. Says the Says Rashi, not only did the mata turn into a snake, but even after it turned back into the mata, it swallowed up the other matos. That's Rashi. Ask the Marsha, that's not nes betochnes, that's just two nisim. What's a nes betochnes? No, it's two nisim. One ace is that it changed into a mata, and it changed into a snake, and the other one is that even after it changed back. Why is that Nes Betokhnes asked the Marsha? So Marsha says, look in the Medrash. The Medrash gives a different shot than Rashi. The Nes Betokhnes is that even after Aaron's Mata swallowed up the others, it did not become fatter. Just like the cows. That was the Nes Betokhnes. One ace is that it swallowed, and Betokhnes, literally, that it didn't become, the stick didn't become fatter after swallowing up the other sticks. That was the Nes Betokhnes, says the Maharsha. Look in the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma has another pshat. Answer for Rashi. This is in Shmos, second Meshech Chachma of the day. He says, Nes Betokhnes, if you look at the beginning, says Hashem, Kach es matcha, v'hashleich lifnei paro, yehi l'sanin. It does not say vayehi l'sanin. It just says yehi l'sanin. Says the Meshech Chachma, Shaka'es Amar Hashem Sheyeh L'sanin. And ready here in Pasuk Tes, Hashem gives the potential of this Mateh to be a Sanin. V'yebo Koach Briyas Tanin. It has in the Bria, V'lachain. And therefore, even after it changed back into a Mateh, the potential that Hashem put into the Mateh is still there to be a Tanin. And then he quotes, Nes Besoch Nes, Bepirish Razal. That's the Nes Besoch Nes, that he put within the Mateh the power to be a snake, and therefore he has the power to swallow up. So he says, that's the Pshat of Rashi. That's why he's Besoch Nes. It changed into a Mateh and it swallowed up the others, but it's all from the same root. It's all from the same root that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yehilu Sanin, it has the power to swallow up others. Okay, back to Hotza'ah. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted, if you remember, throwing from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through Rosh Hashanah. So that was a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva said chayiv and the Rabbanan say pater. So, boy Rabba. Rabba has the following suffix. Lomata. And keep in mind, Hoshata, we said in the Mishnah, is chayiv even above 10 tefachim, because that was what was done in the Mishkan. Zrika, that's what we're going to talk about right now. Lomata me'asara pligi. Is the machlokas between them under 10 tefachim? Ubaha pligi. Demar savar amrin and klutach mishahuncha damye. Umar savar lo amrin and klutach mishahuncha. Is the machlokas, whether you say that principle, if something flies through the airspace, do we look at it as if it's resting or not? Avalamala me'asara deri akol pater. But above 10, everybody would agree pater. Vilo yalfin and zorig mimoshit. Because everybody agrees you do not compare Zorik and Moshit. Al Dilma, no. Lomala me'asara pligi. Or do we say the machlokas between them is above 10 tefachim? Ubaha pligi. And the machlokas is demar savar yalfin and zorig mimoshit. And they will both be chayiv. Umar savar lo yalfin and zorig mimoshit. And Zorik would be pater. Avalamata, and that's the machlokas. Avalamata be yodiv yakol chayiv. But under 10, everybody would agree chayiv. My time, a kluta kemishon chadami. So where's the machlokas? Above or below 10 tefachim? Amar of Yosef, Hamil Se'i Baile, the Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda had this question. Upashta niyale, Rav Hamnunah. Meha. And Rav Hamnunah answered it from the following brisa. May Rishas Hayachid, the Rishas Hayachid, the Ovir Barishas Harabim Atzma, our case. Rabbi Akiva Mechayev, Acham and Potrim. So, what's that case talking about? Mita Ka'amar, Barishas Harabim Atzma. What's the emphasis of Atzma? In Rishas Harabim itself. Pshit Dalamata Miasar Pligi. It must be emphasizing that it's under 10. Because above 10 is Bakum Tur. So, you see a brisa that the machlokas is Lamata Miyud. Says the Gemara, Ubamai. And what are we talking about in this brisa? Ilema b'ma'avir. If we're talking about ma'avir, Lamata Miyasar Uda Machayev, Lamala Miyud Lo Machayev. What, ma'avir? The brisa is only about under 10. But if Mashav above 10, you'd be Pater? But that's not true. V'yamar Abalazar, as we learned yesterday, or a couple of days ago also, Amotzi Masui Lamala Miyasar Achayev. Ma'avir above 10 is chayiv. Shekin masa b'nei ka'as. So this brisa is under 10, so it can't be talking about ma'avir. El olav v'zorek olamata me'asara hu demachayiv. Lamala me'asara lo machayiv. Shma mina bikluta kamasha huncha pligi shma mina. So first suggestion, Rav Hamnuna says the machlokas is under 10. The machlokas is about the principle of kluta kamisha huncha. We'll talk about the lamdas. We have time a little bit later. Upligad Rabbi Lazar, but this is against Rabbi Lazar, Damar Rabbi Lazar, Mechayev Harir, Rabbi Akiva, Filo Malam Yud, Rabbi Akiva is Mechayev even above 10. meaning against what we just said. Even above 10 is the machlokas. V'hai diktani rishus harabim atzma. What does the Braisa mean by emphasizing atzma? Lo diach hakocha d'rabanan. To be emphasized, the shita d'rabanan. The Rabbanan say patur, even under 10. But the machlokas is by both. Upliga d'Rav Chilkia bar Tuve. And this last shita, Rabbi Lazar, argues on Rav Chilkia, who agrees to the earlier shita. Dam Rav Chilkia bar Tuve, tov shlosha divrei akol chayiv. Under 3 tvachim, everybody agrees chayiv, that's called lavud. Under 3 tvachim is as if it's on the ground. So under 3 tvachim, for sure, is chayiv. L'malo me'asara divrei akol pater. Above 10, everybody says it's pater, right? Like the first day. Migimol v'ayud banu l'machlokas Rabbi Akiva v'Rabbanan, period. So we have a machlokas. Whether the machlokas in the Mishnah is only under 10 or even above 10. Tani nami hachi b'tok gimol divrei akol chayiv. L'mala miyud eino ela mishum shvus. Under 3 is chayiv. Above 10 is through a makom p'tur. So we said the only issue is an issa d'Rabbanan. This is what we alluded to a couple of days ago. If I go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid without doing anything wrong, if it's owned by two different people, there could be an Isser Drabbanan of doing that if there's no Erev Chatzeris made. Because it could allow, it might say, if I could do this, maybe I could do it even to a Rishus HaRabbin. V'im Hayu Rishu Yashalo, but if it all belonged to the same person, then no problem, Mutter. Right, that's what we've said. So to go from a house to a private backyard, to this, to that, if it's all owned by the same person, not a problem. So, migimol v'arasara, but from 3 to 10, Rabbi Akiva v'chayiv v'chayiv v'potrin. So that last brisa is a support of Rav Chilkia bar Tovi. Good. Amar mar, imhayi rishu yishalo mutter. If they all belong to the same person, mutter le'metevi tiyuf to the Rav. Is this a kasha on Rav? De itmar, shnei batim b'shnei tzidi rishus harabim. Two houses on two opposite sides of the street. Rav barav huna amar Rav. Osir Lizrog Mizulazu. Rav says you can't throw from one to the other. You can't throw. We just said that if it's owned by the same person. Let's see. Ushmuel Amar Mutter Lizrog Mizelazet. Shmuel says Mutter. But what do you mean? According to Rav, how could you say Osir? Then we learned to the Braisa, if it's owned by the same person, it's okay. That's what it says. V'lav miyukimna. Didn't we interpret this Braisa already, this Machlokas already? Lahi to the following case. Where the porches are not on the same level. One is above and one is below. So therefore there's a good chance that when you throw it, you're going to miss. You're not going to get the other porch. Because sometimes it could fall on the ground because you won't throw it properly and then you might come to carry it. That's the Issa D'Rabbanan that Rav is talking about. Because it's a case where the porches aren't level and therefore you might come to carry it. Good. You're not worried about the hotzah. What about just falling on the floor? Isn't that a malacha? From your house, you threw it to the street. So isn't that, what are you only worried about that you might come to carry it? So Rashi says here, that's misasik. You have no kavana to throw it to the street. You have kavana to throw it from porch to porch. The fact that it fell on the floor, that was not, you know, what you were trying to do. And therefore Rashi says, that would be misasik, and you would not be chayiv for, you'd not be chayiv for that. Just one, a little interesting hara here. It says, Miu Kimna, didn't we learn this elsewhere, that this is what it's talking about? If you look in Erevin, the same Gemara appears, and the same Lashon. Miu Kimna, didn't we learn it elsewhere? So which is the elsewhere? It says elsewhere in both places that it appears in Shas. So the Ritva says, it must be they knew in the Beis Medrash that this is the interpretation, and when Ravina wrote this in Shas, he wrote, we know it from elsewhere, even though both places in Shas, that's the Lashon is used. Interesting comment. Amalei Rav Chisda l'Rav Hamnuna v'yamrila Rav Hamnuna l'Rav Chisda. One of them said to the other one, "Mina hamel sadam rabana kapachas migimol kelavidami." Where do we know lavud from? It comes up in Hilchas Sukkah. Mostly, it comes up in Hilchas Eiruvin. How do we know lavud within 3 tefachim is as if it's attached? Amalei lefishi yefsha. So first, he tries to give a svara. It's impossible that the street will be exactly even. There won't be any bumps in the road, literally. It's got to be some bumps. And sometimes you can have a bump, so you're going to tell me that's a different rishus? No. It must be anything under 3 tefachim, even if you have a little bump in the road, is going to be rishus harabim. So again, it's a svara. It says the Gemara, Hachi, Gimel Nami. What do you mean? Sometimes you have little bumps that are 3 tefachim tall as well. So why only up until 3? Visu, and also, Haditzna, we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Hamishashal Tvanas Milamala Lamata, if you have walls that go down from your Schach all the way, but not until the ground. How close to the ground does it have to be? Im hein gavoa min arei shlosha tvachim, psula, if it's three tvachim off the ground, it's pasul, hapachos vigimok kshera. Less than three is kosher. So that application has nothing to do with the ground being level or not being level. It just says within three tvachim of the ground. So the Gemara said, no, there's a different reason. Hasamayin rutaima. By sukkah, there's a different reason. Mishum tahavile mechitza shagadiyim boken ba. A sukkah wall cannot have allowed goats to go under it. So that's why it's got to be within three. So the Gemara says, tenach lamata. That's fine, lamata. For sukkah, that works. Lamala ma'ika lamemar. Lamala means all the applications of lavud that are above, that have nothing to do with the ground. In other words, if you have your schach that's close to your walls, right? All different shiurim for mechitzes. Nothing to do with the ground. So how could you say it's based on the svara of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is always bumpy? So Ela, the Gemara says, as we know, kol pachos mishlosha kilavid dami hilchasa gemirila halacha Moshe v'Sinai. Right, twice in 2 days. Right, we have yesterday's, we have Mavir Dalet Amos, and today we have Hilchos HaGemirah of Lavid. Major, important discussion in the Achronim, the Chacham Tzvi talks about this. In Simin Nuntes, is Lavid only by airspace? Could you have Lavid even if there's a Hefsek in the middle? If there's a Hefsek, right, the case he's talking about there is if you're planting, different garden, different vegetables in your field, do you say within lovewood it's automatically considered together, even if you have something else planted there, or even if it's fallow in the middle? In other words, do you have lovewood only by airspace, or like by most cases, or do you have lovewood even within a davar hamafsik? So that's the Chacham Tzvi assumes that there is no lovewood if there is a davar hamafsik. That's his shita in Simin Nun Tes. He says, Dula olam lo amin lovet ela ba'avir velo b'davar sheish bo mamish she'yefshal l'toras lovet levatel osa davar mamashi velo nemar alach moshe b'sinai belovud el levatel ha'avir shebeinehem oz no mar sharon es avir shebein azarua kilu hu lovud. That's what he says. So that's an important discussion. Achronim discussed that Chacham Tzvi also. Good. Tan Rabbanan, 5 lines for the bottom. What about the opposite case of what we have been talking about? May Rishus Arabim or Rishus Arabim versus Ayachad Be'emsa. Somebody has a house that's between two streets, and you throw from one street to the other street, going through the house. So Rebbe Mechayev Achacham and Potrin. So that's the same Achor. Rebbe says Chayev, because it goes through the house. Rav Shmuel Darmi Shravayu, Lochiev Rebbe Ella, Berushas Ayachin Mekura. Rebbe is only Mechayev by a roofed Rishas Ayachin, like a house. The Armina Besa Kamandamal Yadami, because he says that it's like the house is full, so it's as if it had a Hanacha in the house. Aval She'ena Mekura Lo, but if it does not have a roof, it's just a yard, then even he would say, you are Pater. Right, if it goes through the Rosh Hashayachin. Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mechayev Haya Rebbe Shtayim. In the case where Rebbe says Chayev, let's say with a roof, he's really Chayev too. Achat Mishum Hotza'a, V'achat Mishum Hachnasa. One for Hotza'a, and one for Hachnasa. Right, because each is considered a Hanacha, then another Akira, as it flies through the house. Good. Yatsa Rav Chana, V'kakashile. Really? Rebbe would say you're Chayev too in that case? L'meimra d'mechayev Rebbe atolda b'makam av? Does Rebbe hold that if you do an av and atolda you're chayev too? Right, because what's this case? Hotza is the av, as we learned yesterday. Hachnasa is the tolda. So if he says you're chayev two karbanas, so does he hold, like Rebbe Elazar, that you're chayev atolda b'makam av? V'atanya, but we learned, Rebbe Omer, dvarim, hadvarim, eila hadvarim. Remember, this was the source. Dvarim is two. Hadvarim adds on an extra one. Three. Eile is gematria, 36. 36 plus 3 is 39. Hadvarim. Ela hadvarim. So according to Rebbe, there's 39 malachas. And therefore, nafkamina, if you do all of them, the most you can be chayiv is 39. So how can we suggest that he's b'chayiv told him also b'makamav? So Amar Le Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Mar ahot masni lavakashi le drebi ad Rebbe. You, the statement that Rebbe says you're chayiv too, you interpreted it on the case just cited above. That's why you have a problem. Anan ad Rebbe Yehuda masninan v'lo kashilan. We have that statement of Rebbe commenting on something else, so you don't have a problem. On what? Detanya, this case. Me rishus ayachi l'rishus harabim v'avar arba amos rishus harabim. A person throws from his house to the street, and it also goes 4 amos into the street. So what are we talking about? We're talking about first hotza'ah, and then ma'avir. That's the case. Rabbi Yehuda machayev, a chachamim potrin. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda says chayev, and the chachamim say potter. So what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, machayev hay Rabbi Yehuda shtayim. What it means here is that Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayev two. Achas bishum hotza'a, v'achas bishum havara. You're chayev two in that case. The Yisak adayta chadu demachayev. Well, because if you take it literally, he's only chayev one. Then what do the Rabbanan hold? Michal, the Rabbanan patri legamre. The Rabbanan would say you're putter? If you throw something from your house to the street? Ha'afik lamir shesiyachal shesarabim. What do you mean? You went from shesiyachal shesarabim. So it must be that they hold chayev one, and Yehuda holds chayev two. Period. Stop there for a moment. So far, we can end the Gemara right now. Because we answered the question. The problem was, Rebbe holds Yechayev 2, Yechayev Atodah Makamav. The answer is no. Rebbe's comment had nothing to do with that case. Nothing to do with the case of Chayev 2 in Atodah Makamav. Really, it is, he commented on Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda here about Hotzah and Ha'avara. Period. So there's a comment here to say, but we're just going to try to finish the thought first, and then we might have to save it for tomorrow. Mimai, one second. How do you know this is true? Dilma, right? What did we just say? It must be the Rebbe Yehuda says chayev two, because the Rabbanan have to say at least chayev one. Mimai, is that really true? Dilma, laolam ema lachar Rebbe Yehuda chadahu demachayev. Maybe Rebbe Yehuda says only your chayev one. V'rabbanan patri legamre, and the Rabbanan say you're totally putter in this case. Why should that be? If I throw something from my house to the street and it goes dalat amas, I'm putter? Kigon, de amar adanafkale, the rishas arabim tanuach. No, because I wanted it to stop, to rest, the second that it got into the street. That's what I was trying to do. And it didn't. It kept going. Ubaha kamiflagi. And that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Yehuda savar. I'm reading Kluta Kamasha Huncha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kluta Kamasha Huncha, you say, right when it gets into the airspace, it's as if it rested. V'is avida le'machshavaso. And you fulfilled your thought. It continued. Wonderful. That's another malacha, possibly. V'rabbanan savri, lo, I'm reading Kluta Kamasha Huncha. It's not as if it rested right when it got to the street. V'lo is avida le'machshavaso. And your thought was not fulfilled. Therefore, you're going to be totally Pator, amazing. Aval, I told him, Malkam Av, lo machayev Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda is not chayev, I told him, Malkam Av. Our first suggestion is that you're chayev two according to Rabbi Yehuda. We didn't want to say Rabbi holds that. But Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Bar Eloi, maybe we said, maybe he holds, you're chayev, I told him, Malkam Av, right? You're chayev first for Hotzah, then for Avara. Because he says you have to be chayev two, because the Rabbanan have to say you're chayev one. Now we just said, maybe not. Maybe he says you're only chayev one. The Rabbanan said you're chayev zero, because you didn't fulfill what you wanted to do. So at this stage, we think that nobody holds your chayiv atolt of a makam av. So the Gemara says, lo salkadaitach, you cannot suggest that for Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda mosif af shove hashove da medaktik. And we had this back in the seventh parak. Rabbi Yehuda adds on to the lamates malachas two more. Shovet and medaktik. Two types of malachas that have to do with weaving. Amrulo, and they said to him, no, it's included. Shovet harehu bachal mesech. That's included in putting the threads on the loom. Medaktik harehu bachal oreg. That's part of weaving. So my love, what's the case here that they're arguing about shovinu medaktik to avdinu l'tshavaya b'hadi adadi? Isn't this the case that you do it together? You're doing them both. V'shma mina machayavai Rabbi Yehuda told makamav, and he's adding on all of these. Again, he's not having more than 39, but he's adding on all these told us. And your chayev, he says your chayev. So isn't this a rye that he holds? I told him makamav. Your chayev two, so you don't have to come on to the in our discussion. You could just say he's chayev two, while the rabbanon are chayev one. So Gemara again says, no, mimai, dzoma la'olam, da'avda la'halachuda, va'halachuda. Who says? Rabbi Yehuda is just saying you're chayef for them, not if you do them all together. V'Rabbi Yehuda, atolda b'makamav, lo machayef. And Rabbi Yehuda is not machayef atolda b'makamav. You'd only be chayef for the av. Ubaha kamiflagi, to Rabbi Yehuda savar, hani avos enu. The machlokas there is just Rabbi Yehuda says those are also avos. V'Rabbanan savri hani toldos enu. Rabbanan say, no, they're toldos. Teidan, I'll prove it to you. Diktani, Rabbi Yehuda mosif. Rabbi Yehuda adds on. What is he adding on to? E amrit bishlama avos. My mosif, mosif avos. If you say he's adding on avos, then you know this 39 is adding on. El yamrit toldos, my mosif. What do you mean mosif? There's a specific number of toldos that we know of? that he's being mosif onto? Doesn't make sense. So it must be that he is being mosif onto the avos. He's talking about avos, and therefore, again, we have no raya that he is mechayiv atolda b'makom av. Finishing up, it's marnami. Rabbi Rav Yosef Dami Travayu Lochiyav Rav Yehuda Ela Achas. Rav Yehuda only is chayav one in the case that we said before that I throw something from my house to the street and it goes dalat amos. He says you're chayav one because you're doing a tolda and an av. So if you do a tolda and av of the same halacha, you only chayav one as we mentioned, except according to Rav Elazar, who is mefurish in the Mishnah against. But that's Rav Yehuda, and the Rabbanan in that case, therefore, we say you're chayav zero. Because you didn't fulfill your kavana. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, one final ha'ara. Ulamai desalak adaitin meyikara to mechayiv ha'ir Rabbi Yehuda shtayim. According to what we thought earlier, the Rabbi Yehuda would be chayiv too. Ilahacha kabayla, lahachi lo kabayla. Ilahacha kabayla, lahachi lo kabayla. Why would you be chayiv? Remember, your kavana was either that it should stop right when it gets to the street, or that it goes dalat amos. So why should you be chayiv two? You only had one kavana. Only one of your machshavos were fulfilled. So why should he be chayiv two? Amar lei, ba'omer kamakom shetirza tanuach. Maybe he just had open das, flexible das, and therefore both of them could be mechuyev. There's a crucial discussion of the Tosas Chaim and the Stipler, but we'll have to start with that Bedership tomorrow on this Gemara about Toldus and Avos, very important Stipler, and then Bedership will also talk about the Lumdus of Kluta, Kabishun, Chadamia, what exactly does it mean. Okay, we'll stop here, and again, there is a Dapiin Shir up on Avos and Toldos. Bedership, please feel free to partake of that on the website.